It is a glorious Monday indeed for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers fans, of which I guess I now consider myself a member, because for the first time yesterday I went to a Bucs game as a Bucs fan.
I knew you could do it.
Yeah, it felt kind of interesting. I'd been to Bucs games before, but I had never gone as a Bucs fan. I just went with friends, or I went because we had free tickets and kind of went just for the spectacle of it. Yesterday was the first time really I was super excited for the Buccaneers. I put on a jersey. I had many to choose from. I could have chosen Doug Martin or Gerald McCoy or Mike Evans, but instead I chose the Belcher 13 jersey worn by Charlie Belcher from Fox 13, who gets recognized a lot. I don't know if you guys have been out in public with him, but it happens quite a bit. So strolled into the Raymond James Stadium after the aforementioned tailgate situation, which I'd love to be a part of that sometime, to get there early and to eat all kinds of fun football snacks with everybody.
So it's a what, 4:30 game?
4:30 game.
What time do you think you'd have to be there for some decent tailgating?
Dude, I rolled up at 3 and all of the lots were full of people. I imagine they probably get there about 9 a.m. 10.
9 or 10, yeah.
And just start partying their asses off. And good for them, man. It's a couple of things I noticed right away. Number one, Seth, I had not been since they upgraded the scoreboards. It looks great.
Yeah, you find yourself watching the scoreboards more than the actual game, and then you realize, why am I even here if I'm just going to stare at the scoreboard?
Right. They're beautiful HD, which what we had in the past was awful. I mean, it was a terrible, like, old-school Nintendo-looking scoreboard, all faded.
Did you like how you probably weren't paying attention to this because you didn't have a lot of fantasy implications, but they keep track of all the other games and all the leaders and rushing and passing?
I saw, and I think that's a great fan experience. Now, unlike when Seth went, the people were, as soon as we walked into the place, very friendly and helpful.
Really?
Welcome to Raymond James Stadium. Mm. Probably your comments on our show had a strong impact. So it couldn't have been easier to get my tickets from Will Call. People were all very friendly and welcoming. So I go in the club level entrance, and I immediately see a sign. And when I say a sign, I mean a physical sign, and B, a sign from the football gods that I was meant to be there yesterday. This sign said, "Don't miss our halftime dessert extravaganza happening downstairs." There it is right there on Bone TV. Well done, Dennis. Don't miss the dessert extravaganza that will take place at halftime in the lower galley. Now, you guys know my fondness for dessert. So immediately, I thought to myself, I have to find out what this dessert extravaganza is all about. So I went up to someone who works there, and I said, excuse me, can you tell me about this dessert extravaganza? She said, oh, you're not going to want to miss this. I said, well, give me the inside scoop. She said, well, it happens at halftime down there at the restaurant, and it's free. I said, free? You're giving away dessert? She said, yep, it's our way of thanking our fans. I'm like, well.
You're like, what's the catch?
Well, you're certainly welcome for being a fan. Do I have to take a test to show that I'm a fan or anything?
Man, I would have settled for them just showing me how to get to my seats 4 weeks ago. I didn't need an extravaganza.
Look, winning really produces a lot of nice things. So this little 4-game winning streak they were on, 5 now, busted out a dessert extravaganza.
Yeah, you go when they're under 500. You're on your own, and there's no extravaganza for anyone.
Well, I went and saw a playoff-bound team, and I got to say, they promised me a free extravaganza. So I texted my friend who got me the tickets, who works for the Bucs, and I said, give me the inside scoop on this dessert extravaganza. Is it worth my time? She said, you definitely want to do it, but get there early because the lines get kind of long. I said, that's all I needed to hear. So 9 minutes left in the second quarter. By the way, first of all, we went to our seats at about 3:30, and I have to say, even on a dingy day, it's still December, hot as balls out there.
Always.
Like, you think you're going to a game when it's 20 degrees somewhere else in the country and you're going to be comfy in a pair of jeans? It's hotter than balls. So you got to go inside the club level, cool off with the air conditioning. Thank God.
I'm surprised you got there so early.
I wanted to get there early. Like, Charlie wanted to get there early, and they were tailgating, and I was not. So, I'm like, all right, I'll drive you guys there. So, whatever. So, okay. So, I'm preparing myself for the dessert extravaganza, which has now become the reason that I'm at this place. 9 minutes left to go in the second quarter. I figure the line's probably going to start forming soon. So, I get up. Right then, there's a safety. It takes forever. So, they do the replays and all that. I am the first person in line at the dessert extravaganza. I asked the staff, where do I line up? They said, right here, you're the first one, you maniac, which is the picture you can see now on Bone TV. Those are the lines that they rope you in like cattle. So there's four different lines. I go down one. Everybody else goes down another one. But I'm asking, are these lines equal? So I start scouting the situations out. And they have banquet tables full of cookies and cupcakes. And at the end of those banquet tables, it looks like they're going to start scooping ice cream. After you do that, you move to your right. And I look out, and on chafing dishes, they've got hot fudge station. They've got little tables set up with those peppermint shards that you put on top of stuff, cookie crumbles and all that. So I've got my game plan in mind. As soon as they let us in, I'm going to run through, grab the most savory of the cupcakes. In my case, chocolate, of course.
Were you on your own, by the way?
No. Okay. I had my girl with me.
Okay.
Why?
Did she get her own plates, or were those two for both of you?
Of course she gets her own.
Okay.
And you didn't see two plates. You saw a plate and a bowl.
Okay.
Was she with you for this, or was she at the seat?
Well, she was with me. She had to go to the restroom, but I said, if you can't get back here, I'm sorry, but I'm not getting out of line.
I was going to say, I bet you were pretty manic the whole time about making sure this all went down the right way and you were first in line.
Well, I didn't want to ignore this sign from clearly some sort of God that let me know that on the game that I happened to attend, there's a dessert extravaganza. I mean, it's not my fault that your bladder can't handle whatever you're drinking. So you go to the bathroom, but if they don't let you up where I am, sorry, you're on your own.
You got to stay. Somebody's got to stay in line.
That's right. So I'm there in line, and fortunately, she got back in time, and there were no issues with people behind us. So I told her my game plan. I'm like, as soon as they let us in, I'm running through that line. I want to be the first of all the toppings, and I'm putting ladles of hot fudge on my ice cream and everything. So sure enough, you know, the time is counting down. I look behind me. Now there's probably 400 people behind me. It's getting to the end of the first half. They open the rope, and I'm the first one through, and I run. I grab one chocolate cupcake.
You're running.
Running.
Okay.
Running. Grab one chocolate cupcake that you can see there. One red velvet cupcake to its left. Three of those little chocolate square cube things, whatever they are.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get my scoop of vanilla ice cream. Now, vanilla was the only ice cream they offer.
That's all you need.
I figured you would say something like that. Mm-hmm. Vanilla, the canvas upon which I painted my piece of art that is a sundae.
Come on, man. Everything is so decadent there. You only need vanilla ice cream to top it off.
A little chocolate would have been good. Look at the masterful beauty of that sundae.
Chocolate to go with your chocolate.
I mean,
that's what you wanted.
There, on top of that, there are just scoops of hot fudge. There are those peppermint shards. There's cookies. There's everything you want in a sundae. And I sat there on the out-of-doors patio and ate it with the biggest smile on my face, thinking, glory be the game that I would come to that would feature a dessert, not a dessert station, a dessert extravaganza.
Did you take it back to the seat, or you ate it right there?
Oh, I ate it right there.
Okay.
It would have melted, Seth.
Were people asking you where you got it, or you're so close to the extravaganza, they all knew where it's originated from?
Everyone who was downstairs at the galley for halftime was there for the dessert extravaganza. And I looked down at their plates and I scoffed, thinking, nice sundae there, guy. You know they're free. They don't charge you for the toppings. I was like my mother-in-law. Oh, better just get about a sleeve of these cookie crumbs. So I was out of control.
You seem so excited about this. I don't even think that you felt any regret afterwards.
No.
You didn't get sick or anything?
No. No regrets. And I spell regrets R-A-G-R-E-T-S.
Did you run this morning?
Yeah.
Okay.
Guiltily. But at the time, I was blown away. An extravaganza. Not just try our dessert bar.
A free extravaganza.
Yes.
The Bucks that we all know and love probably would have charged you $20 for that extravaganza.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers are the greatest franchise right after the Tampa Bay Lightning. They're still number one in my heart.
Yeah.
But the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, you have won me over. I am yours. So afterwards, third quarter begins. Feeling a little, you know, crampy.
Did you leave?
Crampy, huh?
Crampy, a little crampy.
He left.
Here's what happens.
He left.
Here's what happens. I go to return to my seats. As I'm leaving the out of doors, I felt precipitation. And I thought, it's not going to rain for the first time today. Repeated raindrops on my arm. I said, well, we're outside. We should probably just not brave the elements and haul ass.
Oh, man. I totally forgot to ask you off the air if you left early.
You knew the answer.
I thought for some reason you would stay because
I thought you stayed.
Really?
Because they went in and you wanted to be there.
Yeah.
Guys, Drew Garabo, very nice to meet you.
You had the people who are closest to you convinced that you were a Buccaneers fan, which means
I am.
You stay until at least the fourth quarter.
Get out of here.
You're not a Bucks fan. You're a dessert extravaganza fan.
Well, no, I'm more of a dessert extravaganza fan than I am a Bucks fan, but I like the Bucks.
I'd be curious to see how your enthusiasm for the Bucks plays out, regardless of how this season plays out.
Me too. I'm very anxious to see that as well.
Yeah, I want to see.
I can't pledge my undying loyalty, although the dessert extravaganza makes me a Bucks fan. Siege of the day.
You are not a Bucks fan. You're an event fan because yesterday was an event. It was the biggest Buccaneers home game in quite some time. You wanted to be a part of it.
Yeah.
You were a part of it for a little while, and then you bolted.
Well, I mean, I was a part of it. I was part of a huge win. We won, right?
Yeah. Okay. But the dessert shouldn't factor into your fanship.
They won me over. They got me with that dessert.
So let me ask you a question. Yeah. What if they had lost the game? You still had dessert.
Yeah, I still would have been a Bucks fan.
He would have been fine.
Yeah, it would not have affected my mood at all. I won and that's what I kept saying to my girls, like, we won. You realize what we did, babe? We won the game yesterday.
Your game plan going into yesterday, when were you planning on leaving? Be honest.
Good question.
I'm thinking you were planning on leaving at halftime.
No. Charlie had to work this morning and he was planning on leaving early. He was meeting some other friends there because he has other friends for some weird reason. I don't. So he was planning on leaving early. Once I saw the parking lot situation, I said, I don't want to be anywhere near here when the game gets out. Because if I stay until the end, that's an extra hour and a half at least on your commute time trying to get out of that godforsaken lot 14. So I thought, we're probably going to leave a little bit early. And then when the rain started, I said, we should probably haul out. Sure enough, Charlie texted me and said, you made the right call. It's pouring here. And I said, good luck to you. P.S. Charlie stayed till the very end of the game and had to get an Uber ride home.
But in the club level, aren't you under?
No.
There's no cover that you're under?
No cover.
Oh, you must have been really close to the field then.
Pretty good seats, about the 45-yard line, about 10 rows up.
Of course.
Not under any cover at all.
And all you cared about was dessert.
I mean, I wouldn't say that's all I cared about. I cared the most about the dessert extravaganza.
The dessert actually kept him there longer because if there was no dessert extravaganza, he would have left at the 2-minute warning in the second quarter.
He's got a point there.
Do you think you'll go to another game if there is not a dessert extravaganza?
Okay, do I know ahead of time that there is none, or is it up in the air like there may or may not
be? There's none.
So they're telling me you have club seats, but there's no dessert extravaganza?
No, there's no dessert.
Let's say there's no club seats.
What?
Let's say there's no club seats. Let's say they offer you tickets to the Bucks playoff game.
Playoffs?
Let's say they get a home playoff game, but it's not club level. They reserve those for the really important people.
Well, that hurts.
Do you go? It's okay if not.
Where are my seats? 300 level?
First level, high up. Okay. Double Zs.
Double Zs.
Double Zs.
Last rows.
Yeah.
Playoff?
Playoffs.
Yeah, I'll go to any playoff game.
No parking pass. You're going to have to park at HEC in Crossdale Mabry, like the good old days.
I was telling the Belchers and my girlfriend that was your secret. I'm like, here's Seth's secret parking spot, HEC.
I know a back way into HEC, so you don't have to get jammed up with all the traffic on Dale Mabry, okay?
The worst parking space ever.
You don't like to walk.
I hate it. So playoff game, no parking pass, no dessert extravaganza.
No club level.
No, oh,
you're
man.
Just a regular guy.
It's a schmuck. First round playoffs?
Yeah.
Oh, just a regular Bucks fan.
He's not there. Look at this guy.
No. I mean, come on, man.
He's not a Bucks fan.
Who would take that offer? Like, what kind of a
lot of people.
What kind of fool would take that offer? Free regular seats with no disturb. Okay, you know, I don't know. But I do see here that you guys were good enough to pull some of my comments about the Buccaneers. I hope we sent these over to the Bucks because I will admit I was somewhat critical about the Buccaneers until they beat the Chiefs and won my respect.
Yeah, I believe most of these comments were pulled from after they lost to the Falcons and the Raiders earlier this season.
Well, I'm sure I was probably pretty diplomatic.
As you always are.
I'm sure I allowed for the possibility that I would become a Bucs fan a little bit later and that none of these comments would bite me in the ass. But let's listen just in case. They're a dumpster fire of a football team.
Did you watch the Bucs game? Oh, boy.
I don't root for this football team. In fact, I root against this football team. It's not the Bucks' fault for letting you down. It's your fault for thinking that this piece of crap football team is going to do anything but lose in the most embarrassing, futile, and disgusting way possible. I take great delight in rooting against this football team. Know what you've got. You've got a horrible football team. This team is straight up dookie. They, quite frankly, stunk the place up last night. God. So you're willing to sacrifice the next 10 years of your life rooting for a dumpster fire of a losing franchise that is an embarrassment to everyone from Hudson to Brandon, but you're willing to sacrifice those 10 years for this suck-ass football team.
Are you trying to get tickets?
Obviously, very, very edited.
That's your new Buccaneers fan, everybody, Drew R. Garoppolo.
It's never too late to turn it around, man. You know what? Good for you, Drew.
You know what? I will. Thank you, sir. It's over the counter.
But it sounds like someone could have just invited you to a random field and offered you some ice cream.
If you're having a random field party and you've got a dessert extravaganza,
right.
I will show up. That's what I realize is I will show up to anything to which a dessert extravaganza is attached. All right. It just so happened that yesterday I was at a Bucks game and it blew me away. Now, what I will confess to you right now, and Kayla and Gio are learning this for the first time, you guys had asked me at the time if there was anything we left off the burger to make it easier to complete the two-bite challenge in high school. And indeed, I did remember over the weekend that we left off the tomatoes because tomatoes are a tremendous obstacle to shoving a lot of food in your mouth.
Ah, I see.
I say that not to create a diversion or make excuses because I will complete this challenge successfully. This will be, however, the first time I will do so with tomatoes on the Whopper.
Oh, you're not requesting to remove the tomatoes now?
Not at all.
Okay.
No, I'm going to be a grizzly if I'm to be a bear, and I'm to be a bear. Now, we've gotten some great suggestions on Twitter as far as what charity we will donate money to. People have said the Ronald McDonald House would be a deliciously ironic charity, which would be good. They do good work, and I believe they were up here at Cox Media Group Tampa last week.
Great organization.
Wonderful organization for children. So, yeah, I think that's the way to go, actually. I was going to say park, but if I am able to consume this Whopper in two bites, then I will give $10 to the Ronald McDonald House and its various foundations. However, if I am unable to do so, I will give $100 to the Ronald McDonald House.
Now, do you notice at all if the Whopper is different in size from the last time you did it? Sometimes, you know, they'll change size over the years.
I was much skinnier in high school, but I don't know how that affects the diameter of the Whopper. I think the Whopper is about the same.
Okay.
Now, I would like to complete this challenge while the Whopper is relatively warm, because doing this with a cold Whopper, quite frankly, is the thought of it nauseates me.
Okay.
So I'm unwrapping the Whopper right in front of you. Again, we're going to have video of this live at theboneonline.com. All right. Now you can see
it's
somewhat of a...
No way.
You don't think I can do it?
No way. Look at that thing.
Look at that thing indeed. All right. I'm just going to take off that extra piece of lettuce right there.
Now, is it two bites and swallow? Or just whole thing, two bites in?
What do you mean?
I'm not asking.
I have to chew.
Okay.
I mean, if I take two bites and swallow, I'm going to choke to death.
Only two actual bites of the burger.
Like, bite, chew, swallow. Bite, chew,
done.
Swallow.
Okay.
That's still two bites.
I have a question.
Yes?
Will you be using the hot dog contest method where you dip it in the water?
No. The Kobayashi method is cheating as far as I'm concerned. Liquefying the Whopper so that it may more easily slide down my throat, that is an unfair advantage. However, I am allowed to manipulate the Whopper by folding it, squeezing it, and cramming it into this gigantic aperture that is known as Drew Garabo's mouth.
Okay.
You're going a hot dog bun style then, where you're just folding it in half.
I haven't divulged my methods yet, but yes. You can see this tomato already peeking out and presenting an obstacle, by the way. I'm going first on that. Now, what I'll need from you, Gio and Kayla, is for you to talk when I'm unable to do so. Give a play-by-play, if you will, because once this Whopper goes into my mouth, there will be no talking until the Whopper is complete.
Of course. Now, since this is the first two-bite challenge, is there anybody you'd like to call out, like the ice bucket challenge, for this?
I would like to call out a few of my Tampa Bay radio people, three of them, in fact. Number one being Justin Polakowski, I think that's his name.
Polowski, yeah.
Whatever. The commish online over at The Fan. I would like to call upon my friend Orlando over at Wild. And a Clear Channel person, Tommy Chuck. I like Tommy a lot. He's a good dude. He's been very nice to me. So I will go, the three people I'm calling out in the Whopper Challenge would be Tommy Chuck, Orlando from Wild, and Justin, the commission online.
All competition. I like that.
Yes, exactly.
Will they have 24 hours now to complete the challenge?
Yes, they have 24 hours to not only complete, but film themselves either eating or failing to eat a Whopper in two bites, much like I will.
Okay.
Are you guys ready?
I'm ready.
Then, without any fanfare or further ado,
All right.
We actually have a sounder for this. I know you can't hear it, but would you like me?
Yeah, please play it and then turn off your mics briefly so I can hear the sounder. This is wonderful. I didn't even know you had sound effects ready. So great.
We're a high proof show.
1, 2, 3.
All right, like that. All right, here we go. Ready? All right. Just clear a little room. All right, here we go.
Whopper in 2 bites.
All right, Drew's taking the Whopper now. He hasn't really taken a bite yet. He's stuffing the Whopper in, and there it is. The first bite has been taken, and really, wow, I'm impressed because that is damn near half the Whopper in the first initial bite.
I would go more than even half. That looks about a 70% bite right there.
You know, agree to disagree. That's just your opinion.
He's left himself some sort of obstacles, though, Gio, at the same time that he's taken the bite all the way into the middle of the burger now. So now he has to eat around the outside, almost like in a half moon kind of situation.
True, but his initial strategy of just the stuffing, the initial stuffing of the Whopper before he took that first bite, he's off to a good start. A lot better than I thought, to be quite honest.
He did not do what we thought initially, which was taking the burger and folding it in half. He actually just went shoving technique directly into his palate. I don't know how he got it around his tongue. I'm sure there's some sort of technique he has.
My very wide tongue is indeed an obstacle, Kayla, as you know more than anybody else. The circumference of my tongue. Somewhat of an obstacle. I didn't get as much of the first bite as I thought I was going to get. I've left myself more than I thought. However, I will still be able to complete this.
How does it taste, the Whoppers?
When you're doing a contest like this, Gio, it's not about how it tastes. It's about if you can complete the challenge. So it's delicious as any other flame-broiled Whopper would be.
There's some lettuce there that kind of fell off. Don't leave that out.
I will consume that lettuce.
Do not take the bite because I have to get how much it takes.
Oh, wow. Kayla's coming around the board there now. She wants to get some photographic evidence for Twitter and the various social media outlets.
My wife is one lucky lady, huh?
Look at this.
Ladies love the gluttonous.
I think it, wow, I really think it might happen.
Of course it might happen. I can't believe that you or anyone else even doubted
my ability. I'm sorry.
I set goals for myself and I achieve them. That's what I do. I'm a champion. I'm a winner. Play like a champion today. Ready?
Go for it.
This will be me completing the 2-bite Whopper challenge.
All right, it's going in. Wow, it's in. It's in.
Now, whether or not he could swallow it, I mean, that's the trick right here, because that was part of the deal. You have to be able to swallow it all.
I mean, it's in there. He's chewing. Don't laugh. Oh, you can't spit it out at this point. This is like fumbling at the goal line of the Super Bowl.
I wish we had someone around here to like cheer him on, like, chew, chew.
I think you got this. You got this.
I got this.
Yeah.
I can't believe you guys ever done.
Holy hell, man. I apologize. I sincerely apologize. The 2-bite Whopper challenge has been completed by Drew Garabo.
I am an animal.
History has been made today in Tampa Bay radio. This is going to go viral from this point forward, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Much like the ice bucket challenge, this will go viral. There's other media personalities that have now been called out to do this. I don't think I could do that. No way in hell, man. Hold, jeez.
Can you put my headphones on my head for me, please?
Drew's covered in mayonnaise, lettuce, tomato.
I'd like to thank all the people who helped make this possible. Herb from Burger King, the Burger King himself. Rush Young for videotaping this. I made no excuses. I see you, Jimmy Jabroni, on Twitter saying the excuses have started already. No excuses. I simply wanted to give the condition that when I completed this challenge in high school, there were no tomatoes on the burger. I've grown as a man, and I've increased my capacity to consume tomatoes, the wonderful seeded fruit that many people confuse with the vegetable. I feel great. I don't want to see a Whopper again in the immediate future.
Now that you've accomplished it, looking back prior to, were you nervous at all going into it since it had been so long that maybe you had lost your 2-bite stamina, if you will?
I was not quite 100% sure that I could still do it.
Right.
I thought that maybe my ability to cram meat and buns into my mouth had diminished with age. But I'm happy to say that I was just as able to do so. And I would like to point out, I didn't drag this out. I could have dramatically made it seem like... No, I should have gotten more of that first bite in at once and am somewhat disappointed in myself that I left myself...
excuse me.
God. That I left myself such an alarming amount on that second bite. You want to have a lot less than that on the second bite.
Were you nervous at all at that point? Were you thinking, you know, the pressure's on?
Yes. When I saw how much was left in the second bite, I really, really wished that I'd eaten more in the first bite.
Yeah.
Carmen tweeted, I wish Andrew on the radio would have called me out for the Whooper Challenge just to give me an excuse to eat a Whopper. I should have called out Carmen. I called out three people who don't work for us. I will then next time keep it in-house. But again, the 2-bite Whopper Challenge is complete. Now, Kayla, do you still think that you are more able to house a corn dog?
I can totally one bite a corn dog. I'm not worried about that. One the bite. Whopper, I'm not sure I could do in probably 4 bites. I could do a Whopper, I think.
4 bites.
Well, we do have another Whopper, I believe.
See how many wide bites you can get that bad boy in. I mean, would you do that?
Are we continuing the 2-bite challenge, now calling it the 4-bite challenge for Kayla?
You Whoa. Said it, not me. You're like, oh, I'm going to do 4 bites.
You think you can get that in 4 bites? There's no way.
I think I could do it in 4 bites. I have a pretty big mouth.
I know that. But okay, put your money where your mouth is. We'll put you right up at that chair right there. And okay. If you can get it in 4 bites, then I may indeed donate $100 to a charity of your choice.
Are we doing this now? We're going to wait, go to a break? What do
you
want to do?
Let's take a moment for us to build up some of the suspense. The Johnny O just tweeted, I will always remember I was on the Skyway Bridge when Andrew on the radio ate a Whopper in 2 bites, #LOD. That is brilliant. We're going to send Kayla over to the chair of shame at the table of destiny. Johnny, what's up, man?
Hey, Drew, what's going on?
Doing well. Johnny, how about yourself?
Awesome. I think I have the greatest 2-bite challenge for you.
All right, what is it?
That is a slice of Salmonetti's New York-style pizza.
Salmonella's who? Oh, Sam and Eddie's.
Yeah, which, I mean, I would say it's probably the best pizza in Tampa. But,
I agree. It is the best pizza that I have found in Tampa. Yep. They have giant New York slices. See, you know, when you're talking pizza, the crust is such an obstacle because the pizza itself can kind of be malleable a little bit and you can shove it in your mouth, but that crust, that's tough to get in there.
Yeah, it's thin on the bottom, you know, but, you know, of course, a little thick at the end.
Right.
Hey-o. But I think it'd be a great 2-bite challenge.
I'll give it a shot, my man. We'll send somebody down to Sam and Eddie's to get a slice of pizza. Can't be too hot because it'll melt your mouth.
Yeah.
All right. Where does she come up on the mixer?
Yes.
All right. Kayla, I see you're over there at the chair of destiny.
I'm in the chair of destiny, yes.
At the table of shame?
Yes.
And you have a Whopper in front of you?
Yes.
All right. Let me pull up your theme music here, the 2-bite theme music. By the way, our buddy the commish said he has accepted the challenge and he will try it during his show tomorrow.
Okay.
I look forward to hearing that. I hope he doesn't choke to death. All right. History. Oh, no, that's history mystery. Stand by. It's called How Many Bites in Your Face?
Yes.
All right.
Stand by.
1, 2, 3.
Was this dramatic music playing during my whole thing?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. It really underscores just how serious this undertaking is.
Now, I wonder if Kayla, having watched you, will take the same strategy when she tries to do the Whopper.
What is your strategy, Kayla?
I'm going to go, I think I'm going to go, first big bite, I'm going to go kind of like a circular motion around the outside, kind of like get as much as possible and go with the half crescent moon, kind of like what you did.
Okay.
And then I'm going to go a little bit different. Instead of mashing it all together, I'm going to try to go long ways around the moon for the second bite.
How many bites?
I think I know I can do 4. I'm not even worried about 4. So I'm going to go for 3.
Get out
Hopefully
here.
I can make 2. All right.
Here goes Kayla. She's unwrapping the Whopper.
This is great.
She's looking at the Whopper.
Very messy.
Having second thoughts about that 3 bites?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
No, I'm just, a tomato was falling out. I was trying to get tomato back in.
All right. Don't alter the contents.
No altering contents.
All right. Missing. Lettuce fell out. Hold on. I'm pushing it back in. Don't worry.
I just imagine people stopped on the Franklin Bridge right now, starving to death, waiting to get home for their dinner. And I'm sorry to all of you that you have to hear us going play-by-play.
All right.
Kayla's got the burger clutched in 2 hands.
It's a firm grasp.
She's lowering her mouth to the meat.
I don't know how to go
Rush,
about this.
Rush, put your hand on the back of her head. There she goes. Oh, there's no way you do this. You have no chance. Oops. Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
She's stuffing it in. Oh, my gosh.
Wait. Are my pockets stretching?
One bite.
That's one bite. That's. I mean, she took a lot of little bites there.
Dude.
That was like a one bite and then a like a... Like,
there was one full tear of the burger, though. You know what I mean?
Like a great white, and then a whole bunch of gnaws, if you will.
Yeah.
There's one. Oh, God. Don't choke. Do not choke. It'll come spewing out of there. Oh, God. If she starts choking, give her the Heimlich maneuver. Uh-oh. I think she's going to lose it.
Kayla, it's okay. I know CPR. Lay on your back.
Oh, God, she's choking.
Oh, no.
Don't choke. It's all over if you choke. If you spit it out, it's over, and we can't have a second date. Don't laugh. Stop laughing. And if you're going to choke into the microphone, for God's sake. It's great radio. Oh, God. Whopper's coming out of her nose.
She has mayonnaise all down her chin.
That's not mayonnaise.
Oh, dude, she might really be choking.
If she wave your hand if you're really choking. Hi.
Oh, my God.
Oh, she's hurling.
Oh!
Boo!
Oh, my
God. Boo!
Oh, look at the stream of spit dripping from her chin as it goes down into the...
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
It's like the pie eating contest in Stand By Me. What happened?
I was doing really, really well, and then I couldn't breathe.
Yeah, that'll happen.
And so I had to give up. I'm so sorry. I went too big. Too big.
What a failure.
What a colossal, epic failure.
You suck at life.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Look at.
I'm crying right now. I can't even breathe.
Too big.
Do you want to wipe the mayonnaise from your chin or just leave it?
Please leave it. Please leave it. I'll use that for later. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. All right. Kayla's going to get her picture taken. And oh, man, that was a failure.